Welcome back, guys, to our
podcast. Leroy Jenkins.
I'm Andrew.
Oh, gosh, I love that video. I'm Dylan, as you all know.
No one knows.
Yeah, probably nobody.
Hey, there is 62 people that subscribe.
Doesn't mean they watch us. I'm subscribed to people. I don't watch them.
I know one person that does watch us pretty much every Sunday while he does his books. He sits down and I think he watches Joe Rogan, and then he watches us. And the fact that he watches Joe Rogan and then us, it's like, yeah, man.
We got to be somewhere up there, right?
What? Oh. And then there's quite a few people that I run into last week that were like, dude, I've watched every episode.
Ooh.
Several people from Roundup.
There's some people at work, they're like, we stopped watching a while back.
Now, there was a couple people that were like, I've watched every episode, and I've laughed my tail end off. I can't remember their names.
We're not funny.
No one told you that. There's no way.
We're not funny. I don't understand that.
If I have to find a picture of the freaking kid, I will, but, you know.
We are not
I
funny.
Know that Weston watches them.
Weston's one of them.
But
that
wasn't
at the fair.
Roundup.
Then there was a kid at the Roundup that was like, we watch your podcast. Because it happens a lot. I'm like, they're like, you're Malachi's dad. And I'm like, how do you know that? They're like, I watch your podcast. I'm like,
well,
don't do that.
The problem is people just know you now.
It's not for children.
It's not for children.
People just know you now. It's tragic.
Yeah, I walked into the one event the other day. The little lady looked up at me. She's like, Andrew, you staying with us? And I was like,
don't you break
it. I don't know her name.
I'll just put the lid back in.
Baby.
So we had a week off.
Baby.
They don't know that because they still seen an episode with you and Tess, but like we had a week.
I was AFK last week, so let me explain what happened.
I was the one that was AFK.
No,
you were
in the episode.
So what happened is I was walking down the street in New York, and you know that story about the guy who was walking down the street in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So,
the T-Rex. Okay. I was like, dolphins are stupid.
So
never mind.
I was walking down the street in New York, and a homeless man jumped out of the sewers, dragged me under, and I became the king of the New York sewers for about a week.
Of the chud.
Yeah, so.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, life happens.
They're redoing the Toxic Avenger.
I don't know what that is.
I think.
Is that like...
I keep hearing commercials and stuff for it. And
is that like...
It is old school budget B, like horror camp.
Like if the Avengers were like all white girls.
And toxic?
No, if he was a radioactive mutant that used a mop for a weapon.
Mm.
If I remember right. It's been a long time. I think it's the trauma movie. Like people...
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. It's the Toxic Avengers. I can't remember like the main dude's name. It's been a long time. I wish they would redo the Puppet Master horror movies. You ever seen those? Oh, they're awesome. Because one little dude with a cone on his head.
My
and, like,
problem is you're always
people.
Like, they're awesome, and you put on something like Pet Cemetery.
Pet Cemetery is a classic.
Things, I fell asleep.
And that freaking cat crawls down that dude's throat.
We both
fell
asleep.
Yeah.
We fell asleep during Pet Cemetery.
Oh, bile tie.
That was not scary at all.
So yeah. Boring.
your cat's dead.
I remember,
happens to almost the end.
I remember
correct,
people are
right?
like, it's so scary. And I heard the new one's a lot scarier than the old one was. But it's so scary. And, you know,
what makes me happy about them is Jed, the guy that's like, yeah, I'll bow that. Your cat's dead. That is Herman Munster.
Herman Munster.
You don't know the Munsters? What did you like? Live under a rock your whole life?
Like the Addams Family, but better?
Yeah, like funny.
I'd have to see a picture of him.
Done. This guy, he has a stripe on his white belt now.
I didn't want a stripe on my white belt. He broke my record.
What does that mean?
It just means I got like beyond white belt, I guess. Like I'm not
so
blue
you
belt.
Get four,
but like,
if you get four stripes, you upgrade to your next belt. Kiri didn't get a single stripe. She upgraded instantly.
Damn. How do you feel?
I don't care. I've been a white belt.
She walked up there
years.
Like she was about to piss herself.
Oh, coach.
He took the belt off. She looked like, oh my gosh, I lost my white belt.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah. But like when he called
that's
me up
better
there,
better than the Adams Family.
I was like, dude, you're ruining my streak. Like I didn't want a promotion. He was like, well, luckily for you, it's up to the coach, not the student. So you're getting your stripe. I was like, dang it.
I want to learn Taekwondo so bad.
I didn't get any stripes because I've been doing it for 2 weeks.
He don't even have a gi yet.
I don't. He didn't even like they were all gonna take a group photo, and like he pointed at people in the crowd and like he like literally skipped over me. Yeah.
Dang. So you just suck? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, you need to come with us, Dylan.
Mom was like, go out there, go out there. I was like, nah, if he wanted me in the picture, he would have come.
You don't want to do jiu-jitsu? Why not?
No, it's
don't
this,
like
just
grabbing.
Do it all.
You don't like grabbing?
Nope.
You got to learn how to grab.
Really?
Gonna get you a good handful.
You can learn Taekwondo and just use your feet.
Until you're not on your feet anymore. Learn both.
And then you learn MMA.
That's the ground game in MMA is jiu-jitsu.
I want to do boxing, kickboxing, but I don't want any brain damage.
Too bad. It's not how it works.
I think
that's all I really want to learn.
I got complimented yesterday for being strong.
Yeah.
There's this guy, dad calls him Gumbo.
Gumby.
Basically, if he gets on your back, you're cooked.
Yeah, once he grabs like latches onto you, you're done.
And at one point, he was around my neck with his feet, I had my arm in, and I had it halfway out, and I just stood up with him on my neck.
Sounds about right.
This guy weighs like 100 pounds, soaking wet, maybe.
Stout as just, a deck of box.
But he's like, yeah, table. But he's strong.
Should just slam him on with Matt, whatever you do.
And he
that's
has
illegal.
and he does all the like the different, like you got the normal guard position. He does all like the crazy guards because he's so freaking flexible. And like if he gets his knee up across your belly, like you're not passing his guard. Like you can try all you want. That knee is not going anywhere. Like I sparred him one time and I was like, it's stinking knee. He's like, that's my secret weapon.
It's my secret weapon.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good. That's several people got their belts and got promoted the other day. It's pretty cool to watch. Yeah. I don't want to be from.
I would have watched
Kiri's boyfriend. Basically, they were.
Kiri doesn't have a
anyway,
boyfriend.
They were. He got up there, right? And he gave him four stripes and left him at the belt he was at. And he went and sat back down. Kiri said he was pretty mad because he really wanted an up, like his orange belt or something.
Yellow, I think.
Yellow.
And this kid comes back and looks at him and is like, now I'm a higher belt than you. This kid. Kiri's boyfriend, and then he was psyching three people out. He didn't even call their names, two of them, and he had three of them. He had them line up. What is it called?
It's a gauntlet.
Basically, you have 1 minute sparring.
Yep.
And every minute, someone else jumps on you, and
we all like everybody else in the gym just circles you, and the second that minute is up, that person disappears. The next person, you have no time,
no break, right?
I think they went for like 13 minutes solid.
Yeah, he was. You could see how mad he was and done he was, and then he got up and they lined back up, and he got his orange belt, and he was so happy.
Yeah, it is brutal. Like I was rolling with Zach, but I can't remember. I think it was Brady, the other guy, and. Two of the blue belts and a purple belt, like, handed him off. Instead of, like, the person rolling out of the way and the next person coming in, no, like, they, like, picked their leg up and the person, like, slid right back in to, like, never lose control of him. Like, that's a jerk move. Like,
no, the funniest to me was, I don't want to name drop, the short lady.
Yeah.
With long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Right as Tim was, like, getting a break, right, the minute's up. She just grabbed his back and rolled backwards before the other person even let go and just pinned him down.
Yep.
And that was the last person he fought, but he was just done. He didn't even try.
Dude, it's – and when they did at Gracie Barra in Murfreesboro the other day when Kenny got promoted.
They got promoted?
Yeah. They done 15 minutes solid. And, like, there was a bunch of dudes there. Like, they didn't give them a break at all. It was hilarious. But the whole goal is, like, just keep fighting. Yeah. Don't give up.
What was he? Purple?
Brown. He's black belt now.
It's purple before.
It goes white, blue, purple, brown, black. Have you rolled with what's his name, Mama? Purple belt.
The cool dude.
I don't know.
The cool dude. Real happy. The one that he wanted to promote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I talked to him and I told him congratulations to the competition. And like the first time I was in there, second day, he told me to stay at it.
Yeah. He's good. Like I was sparring him the other night and, I hate no gi. Like it has its place and its purpose, but like, I like the gi because it allows you to like grab hold of people and like just hold them and rest. Mm. And, he went for something and I slipped my arm out and he's like, stinking no gi. A few minutes later, I went for something and he popped out because I couldn't keep a grip on it. I was like, no gi. He's like, I hate no gi. The whole time we were rolling, stupid no gi. The problem is like with a gi, you got grips and stuff like everywhere. But like with no gi, like especially once you get sweaty.
Well, it's meant to teach you can grapple people without a gi, right? Kind of.
Well, yeah, it's like real world. Like, how many people are going to wear a rope around their neck? Yeah. Like in the wintertime, everybody's got like a good thick jacket or something. Yeah, you can choke the crap out of somebody with a good thick jacket or flannel even. But like no gi just teaches you how to use it without those grips and stuff. But like it's so much more faster pace because there's not position. To me, it is. There's not positions you can rest as much in. Because, like, when you roll the gi, like, you got to be looking out because someone will choke the crap out of you. But also, there's a lot of the guards and stuff like that in positions to where you can get such a good, strong grip on them that you can just pull down and relax, take you a few seconds, take a break, and then, like, think of your next move. With no gi, it's, like, constant.
Is it easier to, like, move around?
What do you mean?
Slip out, move around, and
yeah, it's easier to slip out and get to different positions and stuff like that with no gi. But it's also like harder to hold someone in those stinking positions. Or like there are certain submissions you go for, like arm bars and stuff like that. Like with the gi, you can get such a tight grip that when you're spinning for it, like you can snatch them up into it.
Yeah.
And like you're trying to hold onto a sweaty arm, and it's like there's nothing you can do for it. Like you can try. And there's some of them dudes in there you roll no gi, like their grip is so daggum strong that like they'll just like grip your bone through your flesh and you're like, okay, yeah, you got my arm, you can keep it.
Patrick.
Oh, that dude's stout as an ox.
I bet I could beat him.
I do not like rolling with him.
Why?
Stop name dropping. He just
does this. I mean, what's his last name?
I have no idea.
Exactly. Like, imagine this. Imagine, like, Aaron grabs you here.
Yep. I've been grabbed.
Okay, double that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane.
See, Aaron's grip already hurts because he's got those farm muscles.
But it's the difference between, like, channel locks and vice grips. Like, Aaron's got channel locks. He can apply that pressure. Like, this dude, like, once he locks it down.
It just doesn't move.
It doesn't let up.
He'll just sit there for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just doing this. And just, like, looking at you, and it's like.
So what if you just start hitting his hand?
No, because he's got both. Like this.
Start kicking him in his balls. I don't know.
That's illegal.
No punching and no kicking.
Look.
Now, in a street fight, that would be okay. But, like, we're in jiu-jitsu.
I don't know jiu-jitsu. I'm thinking about a street fight. This guy's getting kicked somewhere.
Not if your legs ain't free. What is this supposed to be?
I don't know. I was just drawing.
All right. Dylan's got a topic for us this week.
No, I don't.
Yeah, bring it.
Monsters
and haunted dolls.
Sure, I wasn't talking about the energy drink at all.
Oh, okay.
But what do monsters and haunted dolls? I don't know what we're going off on right now.
One of the kids was asking me earlier today about the Appalachia Trail or Appalachian Trail or however you want to say it. Everybody says it different.
Appalachian. It's not Appalachian.
But she was talking about all the people that disappear and like how they're telling, you know, some people tell you not to go out at night. And like if you hear your voice coming from the woods, and she's like, why is that? And I'm like, because there's freaking monsters out there.
I don't know. I don't know.
Also, I don't care where you are. If you hear your own voice talking to you, and you're not moving your lips, you should probably go somewhere else. Like,
that's
vacate,
my problem.
Leave.
I don't know. Because sometimes I talk to myself, so I don't know if it's just me or my imagination.
Is your mouth moving?
I don't know.
Is it coming from 150 foot in the woods?
If you don't know, then you should probably leave.
Great, thank you.
Okay, hang on. If my phone will pull it up. No, it's too long, but I'll explain it. A comedian's talking, and he's a black guy, and he's talking about white friends. And like, just, you know, white people are different, right? And he's like, as African Americans, he said, we will explain to people all the reasons they should not go. He's like, you know, see those woods over there? I counted 7 wolves in there. Don't go in there. They'll bite your butt. You know what I mean? He's like, my white friends, hey, you should go in those woods over there. He's like, they will throw you under the bus for their own entertainment. And at first I was wanting to be like, rude. And I was like,
I could totally. Malachi.
Because I was picturing you two and Malachi being like, hey, Dylan, you see that bear over there? He's friendly.
I think you could take it.
Oh, here's the problem. He loves hugs. The problem. All I have to do is just be like, English or Spanish?
I mean, I couldn't move.
I just asked you, and you moved. Dang. Dylan's gay.
I forgot about that.
What?
Yeah, I'm gay. Dang.
Like, happy?
I didn't mean for y'all to find out this way.
Or I could just be like, no balls. I'd be like, Dylan, I bet you can jump your bike over that bear. I think you can willy over it.
And now, from experience hanging out with these two kids, you know, Dylan's got his dirt bike, and he's running and doing the loop, and he's, you know, like, he's doing the jump and everything, and then, you know, he hollers out, should I send it? And I'm like, no. But he's not looking at me. He's looking at Malachi, who's going, like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, send it, go.
All I saw was Malachi, like, yep. And I was like, all right.
So, moral of the story, Dylan didn't know you have to keep the front wheel down or stay on the bike.
Mm-mm.
So he went and just slid right off onto his butt.
No, the problem is the front wheel needs to be slightly elevated, barely. Dylan did the rear tire go straight out from under the bike, and the bike goes forward, and the person goes on the ground.
Yeah, but I know the tire hit, and then Dylan flew off.
Yeah, because he gunned it. As soon as his tire hit, he jarred and went,
hey.
I had a buddy of mine trying to go up a hill one time, and the bike died on him. And so, like, he drops it down in first, and he's balancing on it the whole time, like, as it's rolling backwards downhill, which is impressive. But he's trying to start it, and he gets it to start. So he gets it to start. He's still rolling backwards. He revs it, and he just dumps that clutch. The bike leaps straight up in the air with him still on it and then just lands straight on it. And it was like, you just use the brakes. Stop.
He could have let it go, too.
I don't know what. Didn't y'all used to take the metal gas cans and seal the air holes and put them in fires?
Mm-hmm.
But didn't y'all do it unintentionally one time?
No. We did have a guy throw a 4-inch like firework mortar in the fire right in front of us one time. We're shooting fireworks, and he's like, what's this one do? And he throws it in the fire.
Crap.
Bail!
When we were shooting fireworks,
oh yeah,
Dylan goes to the top to get something. I can't even remember.
I was getting the baseball bat.
Yeah.
For hitting the fireworks?
Maybe. Yeah, but we suck at baseball, so we gave up on that. Roman candles don't really hurt that bad if they don't hit you good enough.
Yeah, if they stick, you're toast. If they bounce off, you're good.
I hit Dylan in the ribs once, but it didn't stick. I don't think. I got hit in the eye and the ear, and it didn't really stick.
So. I got him one of those places because he was running towards Neyland, and I just traced him in the dark. Was like, yep.
Now, like,
no, but what I was trying to finish is they're coming down and they're like, what's that fire?
Oh, yeah.
Right? We were just over there by the bonfire chilling. I was picking guitar, I think. And they come down there. They're like, what's that fire over there? The big box, one of the big ones, just on fire over there. No, nothing around it. It was just on fire.
It's kind of weird because I came down and I was like, hey, Neyland, when they start, did we start a second fire?
And then we threw all the fireworks in the fire after.
That's what you're supposed to do. Make sure they're good and burnt.
Works better that way.
But yeah, with us, we used to have bottle rocket wars and Roman candle wars on the dirt bikes. We'd do them on go-karts. One of my favorite, like, you've seen Daddy's place, mm-hmm. right? You got the driveway and you got the big long hill. We would get about 5 people at the top of the hill with golf balls and clubs. And then you would get 4 or 5 dirt bikes running around in the field. And you would try to catch the golf balls.
Hmm.
Like, And it was, dude, if you caught one of the shoulder or chest, like golf balls hurt. Like I dented the whole side of my Suzuki.
Can you hear Shanks? Oh, he's going to shut up.
Yeah, that's a good dog. Yep.
Oh, they're talking about me.
We're talking about me. But yeah.
You go shut the door.
I'm going to work on getting your dirt bike going the next week or two. I'm still trying to find a daggum diagram that all the hoses are labeled the same. Yeah. People that make diagrams for carburetors on motorcycles or cars or anything, if you show the hoses coming off the carburetor and they all have a certain name, but then you show the engine diagram to where all the hoses hook up and none of the names match. Are you purposely being jerks, or do you just not realize that?
Did I cook?
That's your dad.
Why's he got three legs?
I did accidentally do that.
That middle one's kind of big. You need to shrink it down a little.
No, I know.
I can see it from here. It's too large.
I know I didn't get your genetics, so good thing.
Yeah, poor feller.
Your penis comes from your mom's dad.
What?
You didn't know that? That's genetically like how it works.
They say your hair comes from your mama's side too, but you've got my side's hair.
I have your mom's hair.
Yeah, that's my side. That's my genetics.
Yeah, but not yours.
Angel has my mom's hair. Like
she does.
Yeah.
Mine's a lot more curly than Angel's.
They say you get your intelligence from your mama.
Haha, lucky.
Lucky. This lady can have a conversation with you and not hear a single word you said.
That's not intelligence. That's attention span. All
right, guys.
Is that
Nobody
me?
Can see that.
They can see it, trust.
They can't.
You can
see
it.
I can't see it. I mean, I can
I'll
see it.
I'll post it on the Instagram.
Looking
yeah.
at you,
yeah,
but I can't
do it right
see
now.
I don't have the Instagram on my phone.
Yeah, me neither.
What is y'all's problem?
Yeah, I do.
iPhones.
I do. I haven't.
I don't iPhones? Have okay. We need to get them logged in where they can actually do some social media.
Well, I'll put Dylan beside him first.
That's your youngin's job.
No way. I think I have it. You don't know my like I don't.
Speaking of youngins, wait. Dylan, you got a girl yet?
No. Kind of dumb question was, no offense. But what kind of dumb question was that?
Malachi, you got a girl yet?
No comment.
Pleading the fifth.
Pleading the fifth.
Tasia, you got a girl yet?
I literally had four daughters. They came out of my body. So, yes, I've had four daughters.
According to three-year-old Tess, she come out mama's booty.
Can you take a picture of it?
Well,
I got to do
a little
you
north,
too.
But
you going to do yourself, too?
It's close enough. For a kid, they don't know the difference.
Fair enough.
I'll do Dylan if his hairline wasn't receding.
Oh, yeah, gee, thanks.
Wow.
I get it from my dad, don't worry.
We was talking about that. Oh, things running away real fast.
Yep.
Sorry,
it's kind of.
I can't help it. Malachi does it all the time, and there's like a bunch of them that I don't want to drop because they're just mean.
Dylan will be like, "It'll be."
If I knew he would clap back, would be like, "At least my mama's alive." I'd be like, you know, cool.
Here's the problem. It's the Dylan will just be like, "What?" Half the time I make like your dad left jokes. He just like it's not even that he's like mad or sad. He's just confused because
yeah,
it made zero sense.
Like earlier, what did I say? Couldn't use a chopstick. You go, that's where your dad, like, what?
I mean,
you left when I was three.
To a kid, everything seems like it's their fault, Dylan. And we know that you couldn't use chopsticks.
Oh.
I don't.
Me with my chiseled jawline.
I feel bad because there are a bunch of kids out there that, like, parents split up stuff like that, and they think it's their fault.
Yeah.
And, like,
should I be Asian?
I don't think it's really the kid's fault ever. I think there are dudes and women that leave because they just won't. They don't want kids, period. But I think there's a lot of the situations where it's like the parents make the mistake of putting too much energy and effort into the children, and then they don't have a relationship anymore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they split up
over
that.
Some parents make the mistake of not putting any effort into their children.
You talking about us? Yeah, but I love your mama. When y'all are gone, me and her still going to be together.
Malachi, you talking about my mom?
Don't talk about his mama like that.
No.
You think I would talk about...
Don't talk about my mama like that. She never even called you. She never even met her grandkids.
I wish I met your mom.
She was really freaking cool.
I know. I love... the story Robert tells about church.
Have
I told that on the podcast?
I don't know. Probably.
Yes, you have.
But yeah. And see, that was, Mama was like,
My absolutely insane, straight, long, luscious hair.
Fabio.
Straight?
I can't draw curly hair, okay?
Pencil
you
straight.
Just do this. Can you act like you have palsy and shake your hand?
Malachi.
Look at my chiseled
you
jaw.
Froze for a minute. Oh my gosh. But you're moving again.
What?
Maybe.
What is going on?
I don't know. Everything is like curly, on time lag.
I don't know. I can't draw.
Yeah,
I don't know
if that on a
just walk to a different camera.
Okay.
Do that. Well, do that on this.
Got it.
A lot of times,
if
what happens
draw
is,
me again too, you can.
Even though I have like 512 gigs of RAM, Google over there,
yeah,
will eat every bit of it.
Oh, so you want me to stop looking up stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Google, for some reason, like they haven't met a computer they couldn't eat all the RAM of.
There you go,
okay.
No, you can leave it.
Oh, what the freak?
What are these?
All Might. All Might. Is that you?
I got it.
All Might, is that you?
I got you.
Am I about to like...
Come on.
Are you going to put my arms up like this?
Are you going to Statue of Liberty it?
No, All Might.
You need to be a little fruitier.
What's All Might?
It's Malachi if he was comfortable in skin tight clothes.
There's All Might, Malachi. I got you.
Bring it closer to the camera so the crowd can enjoy.
They probably don't need to see that.
What?
No, I like...
Dude, whose elbow does this and his arm is this freaking long? What the
fuck? Look, I never said I could draw.
Yeah. You don't have to.
Tell me you can't draw without telling me you can't draw. There we go.
Oh, man.
See, you two got mental problems.
No.
Don't we all?
I don't think I do.
Dylan.
Yeah.
The first step to recovery is admitting
maybe,
you
maybe
have
if
mental
it's
problems.
Like, maybe if it's like...
I don't think I have mental
yeah,
problems.
Yeah, yeah. That's more good.
That's more good?
That's
yeah,
hang on. Better.
Look, I'll even
Son.
Add... I'll add his...
Son. Son. Son.
You just triggered the grammar Nazi. You Son. Will not escape.
The freak is that?
It's his fist.
Tasia, you can come over here and slap him on camera. We don't care. Nobody watches anyways. So like the six true. People, seven people who do watch, they can laugh.
You think I can hit him in the head?
Yeah, go ahead. You want to borrow my sandal? I mean, you're not Hispanic, but
just gonna watch it.
Why are you dodging? Is it because she's not Hispanic? Did she just peg him right in the head?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to start throwing stuff at the trash can instead
well,
of us.
Well,
take your empty cans
no,
to her.
No, last time she threw that, she threw a pencil. It came
right?
over here.
Is that right? Is that right?
I was a little scared.
Is that right? Is that right?
For what?
What's that say?
More.
Okay.
My sister once almost shot me with an arrow from a bow and arrow.
They're not listening
Sorry.
To you.
Sorry.
I know. He's listening. It just takes a minute to respond. Anyways, my sister almost shot me once with a bow and arrow. I was 10 foot behind her.
So she's a good shot.
Tasia's got good aim. My sister, she was dangerous. And we still don't know how she did it. Like, how you shoot an arrow like this and it go like this? Like, you don't know.
Maybe she had it the other way, so she pulled the string that way.
What?
Kind of, I don't know. I'm trying to find
I don't. Yeah, I don't. No, somehow she held it with her finger and like rode up over the bow and come at me. Hmm. Of course, she also ran me over with a four-wheeler and broke my wrist and all that junk one time. And she hit me with a car several times.
Y'all got to see my hair like this, I know. If you need to know my hair routine, I'll tell you. Just put in the comments.
You look like Ozzy Osbourne.
I'll take that. Depressed. Famous singer.
Young Ozzy. Ozzy wasn't depressed.
It looks like in his last concert.
He kind of
Can I see young Ozzy Osbourne?
It's because he was dying. Oh, you're going to trip. You're going to trip.
It's no. kind of hot.
Yeah. Your mama like
Somebody
finds.
Like that
if
guy.
I was to if I was to say that about a woman.
Oh, no.
You have Scarlett Johansson. She's kind of hot.
She's a good looking woman.
How is that lady 40? Mom is no Scarlett Johansson.
Just because she's your mama and means you don't look at her like that doesn't mean she ain't
exactly.
up.
Exactly. I'm not looking at my mom like that. That's weird. You freak.
I look at your mom like that.
You're telling me to look at my mom like that, you freaking weirdo.
Oh, type young Scarlett Johansson, sorry.
We don't care about Scarlett Johansson.
Holy ADHD. Have you taken your medicine?
Probably not.
Golly.
I have not.
God, I can tell.
Why does it not show me young Ozzy?
Look at, just click on images.
I'm trying. Look at him. Look at him there.
What's it?
I don't know why it didn't get big.
You got the wrong pictures.
I wouldn't that's like that's it's good like, looking.
Yeah, but that's like the daggum. What do Watch you call them shots around. Where they take old people and try to
that's
make them look
bad.
Good?
That's not bad. Watch his face.
That's
around.
Before he went
in. The glamour shots.
I mean,
there's also a video somewhere that if I can ever find it,
round face. That was the shape all of his face. There.
Your,
how about that?
No.
Yes.
Eddie Vedder's hotter.
Yes. Also, yes. But
I don't
still.
Think I've seen a picture of. I might have seen. I think I saw
Kurt Cobain.
We've already had an entire hour episode about how hot Malachi finds all the guys.
Okay. How about that one? He's got. More hair
I'd
like
to
you.
Add, I'm a straight man. Like, just like.
Thanks for the clarification.
Like,
we didn't know.
Just in case, like, there's any, like, of the LGBT barbecue community in our podcast, I just like to add, do not DM me.
DM him. DM
do
me.
Not
please
comment.
Please DM him.
Do not comment, hey, baby
his,
girl, or something
Instagram
crazy.
Instagram is, give me a minute.
Hey, have you ever seen how far you can throw that new iPhone before it breaks?
No, actually.
He's going to pronounce it wrong anyway.
Malachi, have you ever been hit on by a dude?
You know, there's a few people that I've been, like, a little skeptical about.
Malachi_IRX7.
He said it wrong.
I did?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I did. I didn't even
buddy,
say it.
Buddy, the I is a part of my name. So that's not.
Oh, I didn't guess. Okay, I thought the I was already there.
No.
Did you just now make that connection?
Well, I thought. My,
what is the I for?
That's as bad as that one agent that's like, wait a minute. You're Malachi's dad?
No. It's in like, my head,
what is that?
When I read Malachi on Instagram, I'm already spelling it out in my head. So in my head, I already see the I with Malachi.
Because it's Malachi_IRX7 because someone's was already Malachi_IRX7.
How dare someone have your name?
That's what I'm saying.
Be named Andrew. They're freaking everywhere.
No, see, that's not bad.
Be named Dylan. There's not many of us.
You could be like a Levi.
I know one.
Or like a John.
Like
I don't
know.
Yeah,
or a
no.
Caleb. A Caleb.
No.
A couple Caleb.
No.
Everyone. Like, for some reason, you're a millennial, right? Millennials were like, let's name our sons Caleb. And what's that other generation?
Daddy's generation? Everybody was Randy. I worked with 6 Randys on the same daggum shift. All of them daddy's age. Like, why? Like,
well, my
what are you going to name it, Randy? He originally was named Ronald because they misspelled it on his birth certificate.
I know a bunch
so
of Jasons.
So they had to go back.
Jason.
There's a bunch of Jason.
Like, Jason DeRulo.
Yeah, that was his name, but originally
Savage
it was
love.
Like Ronald.
Did somebody break your heart?
What in the heck is wrong with this kid? I wonder if this is what people thought about me when I was younger.
Probably.
What in the heck is wrong with this kid?
Yes.
Don't drop away. That's the only lyrics I know of that song. I don't even think I sang it.
So,
right.
If I wanted you to go to an event, and I'm like, I'm going to put you in a 3-piece suit and tie, vest, everything, you have to dress nice.
How much are you going to pay me?
Nope. Stop. Listen.
All right.
Yeah, shut up, Dylan.
Now, I'm going to put you on a yellow school bus, not a charter bus with an air conditioner. I'm going to put you on a yellow school bus in last week's weather. And, of course, you got to sit there for 35, 40 minutes because you got to make sure everybody's on the bus. Then you're going to drive an hour, and then you're going to go to this really fancy place, and you're going to have a really nice meal. The meal wasn't that bad. It was pretty good this year. I'm a sucker for pasta, bro. Like, sorry. Like, you had me at pasta.
But they always give you salad, and then they're like, here's Caesar.
I feel like this is a true story.
Yeah, but Sam, this is a true story. But, yeah, the pasta was pretty good. I'm a sucker for pasta. But, anyways, then you go in there, and as hot as it was outside last week, I leave the dining hall that we're sitting in to go outside and call my wife real quick. And it's cooler outside than it is in the dining hall. Now, for the guys, we get sweaty. Our suits get messed up. That's one thing. But, like, think about the girls. They're all in fancy dresses, high heels. They've done their makeup. They got their hair fixed, like, all this stuff. And then you just put them in a sauna.
No, I always wish I was, like, you know how more much dress? Cooler it is to wear a dress?
Oh, but, dude. If I've asked them
open.
If they...
You're open.
He's not right.
I've asked them if they would let me wear a dress kilt.
It's all, like, you're breathing. You have air on your legs.
That's why I love my kilt.
Right? But no. We need to put on long pants, long socks, tuck in our shirt. Tucking in your shirt makes things so hot for some reason. Tuck in your shirt, then you need to...
You can open that door back
up. You need to put on a tie. You need to choke yourself in this hot room. And you need to put on a vest. Not a vest, you know, personally, I think a suit looks pretty nice with a vest. So, especially because, like, when you're eating, you can take your jacket off and rest it on the back of your chair and you still got your vest.
The vest just puts the whole thing together. And it, like, makes it look like it was intentional.
I think it looks good without it. I think there's a place for all of it. Like, when we went to Ball State, I didn't know I was going to get Ball State, which is the highest... That's the highest that you can get in Tennessee 4-H.
Yeah.
No one told me that. So I didn't bring my blazer.
Dang.
I was so mad. You made me look like trash. My hair looked bad. I sound like a woman right now, but I don't even care. My hair looked bad. I'm in a vest. My tie's not even tied that good. And I'm wearing these.
I bought you nice shoes.
Yeah.
To wear.
But he didn't know he was going to be on stage.
Yeah, so I thought, oh, I'll just go sit in the bleachers. These are technically dress shoes.
I mean.
They're technically dress tennis shoes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just be in the bleachers. A black pair of sneakers won't matter. No. My stinking agents decided to volunteer me for Vol State without telling me.
Which he's honored to have, but at the same time, he's like, I wish I'd looked better. Which that, like,
and then I have to take pictures. Yeah.
I talked to a lot of young men about this. Malachi started to understand it. Like, I didn't understand it till I was in my 30s. But, like, I'll even tell you, I've told you multiple times, and I talked to a lot of young men last week because they were like, oh, I hate this suit, and blah, blah. I'm like, look,
I love wearing a suit.
Get comfortable in a suit. Get comfortable looking nice. Get used to looking nice. Learn how to look nice. Go to, Mama, try to help me remember, put this in the show notes. It's Real Men, Real Style. Really good YouTube channel, really good, a lot of articles on their website, really good at, like, what goes together, how to, because, like, guys can look nice with very few items.
Yeah.
And unlike women, we can wear the same suit and, you know, with a little bit different matchup, and we're fine. Most of these girls, if they're going to go to a new event, they're going to have a new outfit.
It's more expensive to be a woman.
Well, here's the problem.
That's like that, okay, the one agent I was telling you about, the one that just looks freaking sharp everywhere he goes. You know what's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, he's got a different body build. He's shorter and broad, but, like, everything he puts on was just fit him perfectly.
See, I know who he's talking about now. I have a clue what that guy's name is. Never seen him at a 4-H event before this one, and I didn't look at him once.
Dude.
You know why? Because I just didn't.
Yeah.
How do you know who he's talking about?
Because he did the living group meetings for the Eastern region.
Yeah.
And all his kids were a bunch of punks that I wanted to beat up.
But, like, I flat out asked him. I'm like, dude, like, everything you got's got to be custom. Because, like, everything fits you perfectly. And it doesn't matter where, like, every event I've seen you at, you look sharp as heck. Like, and he was like, oh, yeah, I had to have, like, you can't find stuff for my size and stuff. And so, like, he was telling me about his tailor. And I'm like, One day I will have the money to have bespoke outfits.
Salary is so crap.
Yeah, for what they do, the good ones especially, like, you know, there's a lot of them that I talk to that are really good agents. And there's some of them that I'm not calling them bad agents. I just don't know them personally.
No, I'm calling them bad agents. There are some really bad agents who just need to walk away from you to eat from.
Yeah, but there's some really, really good ones. And they do a lot. Like, these agents put in, like, think about how many camps they go to a year.
And then Dylan, they make the same pay no matter what. It's not hourly. What's the other one?
Salary.
So no matter how many extra meetings they have to do, nothing. It's all salary.
So you think about all the after hours stuff they do, like all the events and stuff like that.
They have to do events. They have to go places overnight.
I think it's stupid because you would want the people who are like your boss for that one place, you know.
Well, no, you want the people that are actually the front of you, of who you are. Like if you want people to make you look good,
I swear if you turn that phone on and take a picture
as a corporation,
and go to your camera app.
What are you two fussing about now,
buddy? Oh. So this is your first iPhone, right? Okay. You don't.
You can teach an old man new tricks.
I'm not old.
You're considered an old man now, Dylan.
Anything surprises Dylan. We were playing Apex, and he was trying the new character, and I said, Dylan, shoot that survey beacon with your ability. And we were playing with some guy, and Dylan goes, like through the mic, and he goes, you just broke this guy's brain.
That childhood enthusiasm about new things, there's nothing wrong with that, Dylan. Never lose that.
I probably won't.
Even when you're 50, if you see something nifty, freaking smile and freak out. There's nothing wrong with it.
I won't, because that was cool.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain things you see.
How did you not know that?
Awesome.
I don't use my camera.
What do you think that's for?
Yeah, to press it.
Yeah, but you don't have to. Look, hold it and let go.
Now just you're recording now. What the freak?
I'm not.
You want to know the difference between listening to these generations?
Slipping through my fingers.
About technology especially versus, please don't tear up all my matches. You can strike one, though, if you want. But
guys,
versus, like, listen to me explain something to the older generation to me.
Can we riot in the streets?
Yes.
Why?
Because you can't. It's illegal to have a phone in school now.
You're homeschooled. Shut up.
That's not what I care about.
Y'all should.
Oh, what do you care about?
What do you care about, Malika?
I'll tell you when you're older.
What do you care about, Malika?
Malika, we're curious. What do you care about?
Yeah.
I'll tell you when you're older.
No, you gotta stop this now. Now we want to know.
You can't change subject. You know, I brought it. Is there certain people you want to talk to? That's all you gotta say.
Subject.
What did you do?
The subject changed.
Why is there so much smoke?
What did you light on fire?
Please. I can hear it.
Stop shrugging your shoulders. We have like four fire extinguishers. Something on fire?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Hang on.
Okay,
hang on.
Stop.
My son's reaction shows you how many times he has been with me while I've lit this shop on fire accidentally.
What?
Malika, I lit a car on fire one time just by turning the key on.
No battery. Half the engine was taken apart. I don't even know. I don't even think there's no way the starter could have sparked.
No, there was the battery'd been out of it for a day and a half.
There's no even.
We had done cut the key on and off, moved it, everything. It had no power.
I was unlocking my pyrokinesis.
You had to be doing something.
I'm a third gen.
Yep, you're a third gen.
Yeah. That's a lesson for people. If you ask God to let you know something clearly, at least stipulate, please don't answer me like Moses.
I was just wondering if you were.
You know, that whole car got melted. Like,
third gen is the one with the control fire, right?
No, that's second gen is controlling fire.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I can't remember what first gen is.
Isn't that
what in the heck are they talking about?
What's the one cool dude with both, like, can do both of them?
How was your day?
No.
That guy.
It was kind of crappy. I wanted to, like, punch everybody.
Yeah, my day was, like, boring. My day was pretty, like.
I don't know. I just woke up pissed off this morning. Like, I just woke up angry.
What'd you burn?
Lit a match and it threw it in the floor. That's what she did.
No, I didn't.
I have some of them extreme fire starter matches.
Or like.
Oh, so you could have accidentally lit the shop on fire. You was just going to sit over and shrug your. And you yell at me because you lit yourself on fire.
Remember when
it was in the floor.
Remember when we first got the RX-8?
Not dangerous.
That's what I was fixing to talk about. But you go ahead and tell your side of the story.
I don't even remember. You know how old I was?
I don't know.
10 or something. How old was I when we got the RX-8?
I don't know. Little.
Old enough that Dad trusted me to watch the car load the whole way back in pouring rain.
That could have been 5 years old.
Yeah, true. Like,
I've always put a lot of responsibility on my children. Like, hey, that's your job. Doesn't matter if you fail it. Like,
remember,
do your best.
I remember when we got mom's sister's car, and Allie was like,
I want to sit in the back. I want to sit in the back. I was like, you want to sit in the back? Yes,
you do.
And she was like, getting ready to lay down. I said, nah, back seat watches the load. And she was like,
we're coming back.
You suck.
From 40 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia.
Look at my phone, you creep.
Your phone turned on. What do you want me to do?
Like, there is a massive like roadblock on 75 through Atlanta. So we're like, okay, we're going to detour. The dually's brakes are not working right.
Yeah.
And we hit this stretch of highway that is like big, long, downhill, just massive stretch. And then it's a red light at the bottom.
Yeah, so y'all hit the mountain?
This was somewhere just like right east of Atlanta.
Okay.
And like, I don't know where it was. Like, oh, coming over the gap, coming through Angel's Gap and stuff was, I had it in first gear just letting it idle down, like chuck itself down the hill.
We had
no brakes.
We also, when we went, what did we go around Alabama?
That's what I'm saying.
Come up that hill. I'm pretty sure he had to shift down to like second for us to make it up that hill. That thing was lugged out.
Down the other end, that's where I had to lock it in first gear and just let the engine like just
keep braking. Atlanta traffic with no brakes.
And a car on a trailer.
No, on the way there, we just had an empty trailer.
Yeah. But
it was worse on the way there because what was it, like 3?
Yeah, but I'm talking about where we hit that stretch right out of Atlanta where it's in big, long downhill stretches with the freaking red lights at the bottom.
It was bumper to bumper. I thought we bypassed Atlanta.
We did. That was a stretch to the east of it somehow. It's after we picked up the car.
Yeah,
Atlanta was.
You wanted to go around because you didn't want to go through Atlanta again.
Because we had no brakes, and then we had even worse.
And so we went down through Alabama and came up. I know, like, here's the problem. I know places, and if I take the road more than 3 times, I could probably get you there again.
Yeah, Malachi can get, if he's been there, he can get you there. We've been driving through Gatlinburg, and he's been like, we need to turn over there.
But there's a, if I don't do it for, like, 3 months, I lost it, and I could not tell you a single road name.
No, I can't either.
I asked Mom the name of 64 yesterday.
I'm the same way with most of them.
There's so many different names. I know I live on a...
And you're a lot like me. If you haven't been in an area in a while, you just look around until you find something familiar. Or you can look up and go, I need to be going that direction. And you're usually correct. We need to go that direction.
I hadn't driven the back roads to Sandusky in a while.
Old house or new house?
Old.
Okay.
And new house. Back way? You turn right and you turn left. That's his new house. That's not back.
That's what I was trying to figure out because, like, you just completely shot your whole argument about being really directionally awesome.
No, I hadn't done it in a while, and I was like, I know the way, but I don't know the way anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of like Jedi. You know what you're supposed to do, but you don't always do it.
But I'm pretty much like, I just like guessed it. I also made it back from. I wasn't speeding. I didn't once go over the speed limit. Okay, I just want to make this argument. How far is it to, what's over there, Columbia? No. What's it?
Lewisburg?
How far?
15. 30 minutes, maybe, from right here?
10, 15 miles.
How much time?
Probably 30 minutes, 45.
15, 20.
Never mind. I lied.
If you have no traffic and you can keep the same speed, 15 or 20.
Yeah, I did it in like 13 the other day.
I went from... Unionville
to
Eagleville.
It was when we were driving back from Waffle House after shooting fireworks. I thought I was going to get pulled over because there was a deer. And I'm talking when they get blowed and hit on the other lane. And I'm like, if someone nails that, they're going to lose a tire. And so I flash my lights at the next car that drives by. Just, a warning because there's a big deer. I flash my lights. They pull over.
I'm like, a cop.
I'm like, bro, if this is a cop and he turns around and pulls me over for flashing my lights... A, I have a restricted license. B, I'm going to be so mad because I was just trying to help the guy out. I was just trying to help a brother out. And I was just like, whatever happens, happens. And I just kept driving. But no, he didn't pull me over. But I was like, as long as I make it to Sims, I could lose this cop. No problem. Okay. Even in that rinky-dink truck, I could pull off in Sioux Fawns. He would never see me again. But I was like, if I get on Sims, I'm good. And I kept driving. I was like, I figured I was good. I had the same 3 cars behind me this whole way, so I knew he wasn't going to. unless he deliberately got out, got behind me, then passed four cars, then got, I mean.
You piss them off enough, they will hunt you down.
He's trying to help the brother out.
He didn't know that.
Be like, let's drive and look at this deer together, okay? Let's, I might be delusional, but, no, but.
It's when the blood's still there, but
like
the deer's gone.
I thought it was a long drive, like 20-minute drive. And we left at like 4:30, and it was 4:42, and I was turning on to Sims, and I was like, Curie, have I been speeding? Like, in genuine, I was like,
how okay, so I? He swears he didn't go over the speed limit once, but I then he asked his little sister, have I been speeding?
I asked Curie, just, you know, like, I think my speedometer might be off. Because, like,
if it's off, it's in the other direction.
No, because, like, when I get behind Allie, I'll be on her rear in 55. How is my truck, that thing is older than dirt. How is that thing on that Grand Marquis? That Grand Marquis will scoot.
Yeah, but that Grand Marquis really needs a new alternator.
No. That thing will scoot.
Yeah, I know. I think it'll fly.
You get that thing on a good road, and you just hit that gas, it's going to go.
But Allie doesn't do that.
She won't. And she gets mad when I drive it because I'm not going to sit there and.
Yeah, but did you see when I got it to back up earlier?
Yeah.
I got in and just pegged it to the floor for a second and then let it idle down and then put it in reverse and backed up.
I didn't have to do that, yeah.
But it needs a new alternator. I think it would act a whole lot better with a new alternator, but it's like $380, $400. Who, Dylan's?
Yeah. It's not like he drives it anymore. Just go steal it and swap it.
It's my mom's, but okay.
I'm not going to steal from Mary. I would mess Dylan over just for a good joke, but I'm not going to steal from Mary.
It's not like he drives anymore. We're just going to steal the one out of Dylan's truck. It won't even work, but we're just going to steal it.
Just take it anyway.
Please don't.
I think I've got an old Ranger alternator. We'll just drop it in its place.
Dylan will get in there and be like, he'll call Caleb like, bro, I swear, what is this ranky crap? Why did you make special brackets for a Ford Ranger alternator to fit? How did you even do that?
What? Caleb's going to be so confused. Be like, what do you mean?
What in the redneck hell is going on in this engine? Oh, well, that's like the dang Mazda that we bought and we pulled it, you know, like we drove it on the trailer, got it to our house, started the engine, drove it off the trailer, pulled it in here, and we're pulling the engine because we know the engine's bad because it's clanking and rattling. We get the starter off, and there's a hole the size of a Coke can bottom in the side of the block, and you could start the engine, and that piston just be slapping up and down in your face. It would run fine. If you could have kept oil in it, I'm sure you could have run the bastard.
I think we could have patched it.
We could have rednecked the heck out of it.
So I think me and Dylan should buy like an old Corolla. I sent you this video, right?
You did, yeah.
Like a manual old Corolla, something stupid. Corolla, one of the Lexuses, Honda, and just do everything you shouldn't do with an old manual car.
Yeah.
Because they're rear wheel. All manuals are rear wheel.
Hey,
right?
Not all of them.
But those
your granddaddy and his buddies used to go to the junkyards, and they'd all pitch in, pay like $150, $200. This was like back in the 70s for old cars that would barely run. And they'd drive them out of the junkyard, and they'd all get in together and just take it down the back roads, just giving it hell, driving through the ditches, running over trees until they just would die. And then they would just walk back to their other car and go home. Leave it on the side of the road.
So that's the reason there's an old random truck on like my granddad's property.
That's what you do with things. No. You just mess them up and leave them.
That's like Allie's boyfriend, grandparents. They got a lot of old trucks out there. Dump trucks, big. And I just look at them, and I hate looking at good equipment.
That's just been sat and right.
Because like you open the door, obviously the seats are all spring now. There's not much, like, nothing interior-wise. But I bet you give that old, what are they called, low boys?
Mm-hmm.
The old big farm trucks, bigger than a normal truck, but not a full semi-dump truck yet.
Oh, dang it. What are those called? They're just the bigger, they're the Top Kicks and the 750s.
I know, I guaranteed that he kept those things in good enough condition. The original like owner and stuff, that you could probably give me like a month probably a week just getting it everything.
Dude, I've seen some of them guys on YouTube and stuff, and I've seen some of them done in person. Big Mac truck or something like that. Dozer even, like just sitting in the woods. They go fire juice to it, friggin' drain the oil, throw new oil in it, and fire them up. Like in the middle of the woods and drive them out. Like they've been sitting there for 20 years and they'll just drive them out. Especially they find them in barns and stuff where they ain't been in the weather. Some of them old engines are hard to kill.
Yeah, I saw a tractor like 40 years old, something like that. I just got out there and started.
That's as old as me, Dylan. Thanks.
I want to just, you know, like the yard sale show? Or they just go like to people's properties.
American now. Pickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I love that show.
It's a yard sale show, yeah.
It is. It's the wrong show. But I want to just go around and start just lowballing the crap out of people for junk in their yard.
Do it. You have a job. You have money.
Just be like,
pay me your insurance every month. $1. Which is due this month. And then
$100. I'll take that off your hands.
You'd be surprised how many. Tasia, how many times did I call you when I was younger? And I'd be like, hey, I'm going to be late. I got to run and scrap something real quick. Well, I'd swing by. I'd have the trailer with me, like on the way home from construction.
Well,
I'd swing by someone's yard, knock on the door, and be like, "Hey, that junk car. Are you tired of looking at it? You know, because you just look, see grass growing up and everything." They'd be like, "Yeah, I'm tired of looking." I'm like, "You want me? Like, I'll haul it off right now." Yeah, awesome, dude. Getting like, wouldn't pay them a dime for it. They just tired of looking at it.
Sandusky New Farm.
Yeah,
that hard body sitting under that tree. If I catch an owner out there, I'm asking them. It's a single cab hard body. It's got stuff on it.
The tree
drops, and then it's like, you know, it's like
pollen.
Pollen.
But you're talking about tree semen.
Sap. Leaves.
Tree semen.
Green. It's saying. Green. It's green. What's it called?
Moss.
Moss.
I'll tell you.
Mildew.
Lichens.
Mildew sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Lichens.
Anyway.
Whales.
Anyway.
Different.
Anyway. I'm gonna get that hard body.
That's what he said to her. And that she was like, no, you can't have my number. That's the worst pickup line I've ever heard. Especially when you're hitting on fat chicks.
Hey.
What?
You don't say that.
Why?
Because it's rude.
Why is it rude?
Women gonna sit around and talk about how they don't like short men.
Why they don't? Why is it? No.
You don't
no.
like short men? That's crazy.
Ladies. Why is it rude?
Because you don't say that.
Okay, why?
Because I said so.
No,
because I'm
no,
your mama.
No, he said it. And he's higher authority than you. I'm just saying. Okay?
You're correct.
Why do you think, not because I'm your mom or because I said, why can't you say it?
Because it's rude.
Give me a better reason.
Because it's offensive.
Give me another reason. Other than someone is, if you're worried about getting called fat, fix it. If you're gonna start crying about it, oh, people call me fat, eat right. Hit the gym.
Yes. Everyone has personal responsibility to take care of themselves.
If
that doesn't mean it's okay for you to be a jerk about it.
It's not being a jerk. It's the truth.
I was making a good joke because he said hard body.
No. Yeah, now we're on. No. Now we're on.
Stop. I can put it in perspective. He said, let me get that hard body. I'm going to get that hard body. And then I made a joke about that being a pickup line. I said, unless you're hitting on a fat chick. When you first met me, if you would have come up to me and been like, yeah, let me get a piece of that hard body, I'd be like, there ain't nothing. Like, I'm fat, woman. Like, what the heck?
Don't go there.
You're blind. Well, I mean, there was one thing hard on me, but I guess so. Yeah. Oh, y'all ever seen a white woman turn that red?
I was in a debate.
I feel like you were losing, too.
I was not losing because her whole argument was because it's rude.
Okay, now finish your debate with Malachi.
I'm not debating.
Yes,
I'm
we
saying,
are. No.
But.
We're talking.
Don't call women fat.
I
just
don't
as
no,
a general
no,
rule.
No, I don't call women fat.
You don't call women fat
no.
either.
Mom, we're gonna stop shrugging it off. All you can say is it's rude.
It is rude.
Give me a better reason.
I don't call anybody fat.
But if it's the truth, it's not. It can be rude, but if it's the truth and you're going to get offended about it, fix it.
Okay, listen. There's a lot of people who are in the process of fixing it.
Okay, and why do you think they're in that process? Because someone said, hey, you're fat.
Maybe. Or maybe they just looked in a mirror and thought,
dang, they looked I'm fat.
Exactly.
I could do something to improve myself.
No, they said, dang, I'm fat.
Sometimes.
Okay, but hang on. There is a certain level of being thick or fat. Like, I'm still obese. I've lost 120 pounds, and I'm still 250 pounds.
Exactly.
And but, so, like, okay. But hang on. Let me finish. The problem is this. There is a certain level that is no longer healthy, like, at all.
For sure.
That's like, when you get to where you can't move or something like that, if someone looks at you and says, you're too fat, you're going to die, fix it. Sometimes people need to be told the harsh truth. Have you ever met anybody that's ugly or that can't sing worth a darn that's been told they could all their life because nobody was willing to tell them the truth?
Yes, but here is my thing. We have daughters. We have a son. We have, like, in our family, if one of our family members is getting unhealthily chunky, then it is our responsibility to say, hey, can I help you make some better choices? Can we exercise together?
You're absolutely right. But how many families do that?
Families sometimes suck. But it's not my job to...
Okay.
And it's not my place. And it's not your place. And it's not your place. And it's not your place.
This is also like the same argument like saying, I'm not your ugliest kid.
What?
I mean, by comparison, he's the ugliest
kid.
Okay, but by comparison,
if you're at the bottom of the chart of attractiveness, you're the ugly one. It doesn't matter if you're supermodel gorgeous; you're still the ugly one.
No,
look at all your daughters.
My daughters are gorgeous. My son,
you can't compare. You cannot compare.
That's because they're girls.
Because women were made to be attractive.
Yes.
Guys were made to work.
Yes. But also to be attractive.
See, that's also something crazy I think about. Like, how does someone find me attractive?
I still don't understand it, but I enjoy it.
Well, see, like, you know, you noticed, you know, you knew.
Your mama's hot.
When people are like, by the way, she's liked you, I'm like, bro, what?
Oh, it's so easy to tell.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a genuinely one of the most rude people you will ever meet.
Yeah, but hang on.
Like,
I'm gonna give you a secret. Are you ready? You were raised around women, a whole lot of them, and you were taught how to treat them correct. That's one point. The other one is, you do not care what people think, which gives you a sense of genuineness and gives you the ability to actually talk to people with genuineness because you don't care what they think about you. You're just there to be yourself. That right there in itself will make darn near any woman attracted to you.
Also, bonus points for funniness.
Sometimes
you're hilarious. You got good one-liners. You got gorgeous hair. And when you grin... there it is. Look at it. I'm telling you, he turns that grin on and every girl in the room goes,
that's a little dramatic, but
I'm going to take a poll. I'm going to need access to his Instagram.
A poll? No, we can't be doing that.
Make him grin. Get that dimple.
You can't do any polls on my Instagram or that Instagram. Put your freaking stupid phone up.
I already got one.
You gay? That's terrible. That's freaking.
Yeah, that's right. He's talking about how ugly he is, and he doesn't want to show it. Dang it, son. You're going to gang sign me in a minute, aren't you?
Yeah. Just like this.
But I mean, like.
You want us to rant?
I guess because, like, everybody's biased towards themselves, obviously.
Or against themselves.
That's what I mean. Like,
bias
towards.
Against.
Against.
Yeah.
Potato? Potato.
It's the same potato.
No.
No, you're holding two potatoes. They are different potatoes.
Potatoes
make thousands of more potatoes.
Yeah, but what are you going to make with a potato? A baked potato or a smash potato?
I already chopped it in half.
Well, you can do both.
You can't make a baked potato in half. That's just stupid.
You could. You make half a baked potato, you're an idiot.
You could.
But you're stupid.
I don't really eat baked potatoes. Well, my mom cooks them, so I don't know.
Boy, does she ever cut them in half?
You could. That's but all I'm saying.
No. Exactly.
Note to self. Make potatoes by cutting them in half first.
That's not mine either. Mine's like weird.
Slipping through my fingers.
Tell all your like, subscribe stuff.
What time are we at, Mom?
1 hour and 5 minutes.
Dang it. This is a good episode. Still got a lot more going on.
No. We can keep going. I don't care. She'll start getting antsy and like fidgety and lighting on fire and stuff. No, but
it's
like,
okay.
We can do a bonus episode or a part two because we're not going to be here on the 15th. Just a thought.
Why aren't we going to be here on the 15th?
Because we got to go to Kentucky.
Then we'll shoot it earlier in the week. Unless you guys want to do a bonus episode. Or just keep rolling because it doesn't matter.
It's okay. We can end for the day.
I see how it is. Lucy, Dylan, they suck.
You suck.
I could be doing something more important.
Like hanging out with your exchange student?
No.
Yeah. I wish they would let us put them on the podcast.
I mean, they never said we couldn't.
I'll have to read the rule book and see. I think an episode would be a blast with them. Anyway.
I guess I have two things that are more important.
What's the other one?
I have a presidential debate in about an hour with Joe Biden.
He's not even the president no more.
It's past his bedtime, bro. Anyways, if you like us, like us. If you don't. Enjoy yourself.
If you feel like...
And if you feel like
sending us
negative comments,
a Mazda RX-7 fully drift kitted
for free,
carbon fiber fully drift kitted. No one in this room will complain.
Nope. And put, you know, throwing aside of, you know,
or like
motorcycles.
So motorcycles.
You're talking about like full on four wheel drive, Rob Dom style.
I'm talking like
4-cylinder, 1,000 horsepower beast.
I'm talking like I want to be able to take
4-rotor
Temple Ford
like and never go under 90.
Yeah.
Okay. I've done that in your Nissan.
Yeah, I'm not anymore. Maybe if the clutch wasn't freaking. Maybe that's why the clutch is toast.
I haven't done it recently. That was like 20 years ago.
That's why. And maybe that's why the other day when I tried to shift in a second, I had to go. Like, subscribe, share, comment, enjoy, don't enjoy, I don't care. Don't do drugs, kids. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it.
And as always, I hope you enjoy.